Welcome to the New Author Podcast with your host, Jerry Evanoff. Jerry will take you through everything he's doing as he writes, publishes, and markets his first book. He'll tell you about his mistakes, his successes, and everything in between. Here's your host, Jerry Evanoff.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I am Jerry Evanoff, your host. It is Sunday, December 9th, 2018. It's about 4:30 p.m. Yes, that's right. It is Sunday. I think I said before that I wasn't sure which day during the weekend I was going to do this podcast on. I was always going to try to do it on Saturday night, but if I have plans, which strangely enough, I do have plans every now and then. I do tell people that I don't have much of a life, but occasionally someone will actually invite me to do something with them, which is nice. Last night that happened. So I'm recording this now on Sunday afternoon. Like I said, if I don't always know what day this podcast is going to come out, it's either going to be Saturday or Sunday. Easiest way to make sure you get it is just subscribe to it and then look for it Monday morning and it'll be there. Let me get through my stats here. As I said, it's Sunday, December 9th, 2018. It's 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Currently working on book one. First drafts of book two and three are done. Book one currently sits at 87,883 words. I subtracted 1,471 words last week. Bet you didn't see that coming. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan twist. It's a twist. That's right. I actually subtracted some words. Let's find out why with last week's recap.
Last week's recap.
So I remember when I talked about what I was going to do last week at the end of last week's podcast, I was at a spot where I had, I believe it was chapter 21 and 22, where I knew 21 was going to have to be completely rewritten. It was kind of a whole new thing. And then 22, I basically incorporated pieces of it into chapter 20 and was just going to cut that all together. So I did that. I rewrote chapter 21, and I really, really love how it came out. And I'll get to that in a little while. And I just cut chapter 22 completely. So that's why I was able to get rid of those words. On Sunday morning, I went to Panera and sat for a couple hours. I'll tell you what, I really like going on Sunday morning somewhere and writing. It's why I didn't do this podcast this morning. I wanted to keep on that schedule of going to Panera on Sunday mornings because I am a big, I've mentioned this 1,000 times. I'm a big football fan, big Cleveland Browns fan. They make me nervous. I pace during games. I rarely can sit in a chair while they're on. I just get very excited between each play. I usually hold the remote control in my hand just so I can mute it when I can't stand the announcers, which is most of the time. And it's really nice to at 9 o'clock a.m. or 9:30 in the morning to actually drive somewhere and know that I'm going to be there until about 12:15 to 12:30 so that when I get home, I don't have to just sit and wait for that game to come on. It'll be there. Give me a few minutes. It's coming. So it's really great. This is going to sound weird. Writing is really great for me on Sundays because I can kill time until the Browns start. That's kind of interesting. The Browns play Saturday night next week, so I probably won't do this podcast Saturday night. I'll probably do it, either Saturday afternoon or I'll do it Sunday night again. I'm not sure yet, but just expect it on Monday. So let's see. That was Sunday. Monday through Friday. Let's see. What did I do? Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I wrote at lunch like I normally do. I had 90 minutes. Each day. Thursday, I skipped writing because I did yoga, which is what I normally do. And then Friday, I was able to take a half a day work because I worked a bunch of extra hours early in the week. And I went somewhere and worked for a couple hours to get through these chapters. I will say that I basically spent the week working on chapter 21, the whole rewrite. It took me some time because it was a brand new idea for the book. And so only really yesterday and today did I work on chapter 22. I've got it pretty much done with the exception of I need to go through it again and just make sure I have enough detail. I have enough emotion. It's kind of an emotional chapter, so I have to make sure I have some enough emotion there to convey what I want to convey. So that's last week. Let's look at the news.
My news.
All right, I'll start with my whole KU versus Wide, which I should have had a sound clip made just for that because apparently I'm going to talk about it every single week as it bounces around in my head. I'm actually now leaning 51% to 49% towards wide, only based on the fact that I have these ideas for short stories that I want to do to try to build a mailing list. And I'm thinking that it's almost like people say, well, I want to go self-published because if you're traditionally published, you don't have that control. But if you're self-published, you have all that control. And I'm thinking that I want to go wide because it gives me more control over what I can do with my books in terms of the pricing, how often I can keep them free, how often I can give things away. You know, if I put book one in KU, and then, you know, I kind of have this idea that once book four is ready to come out, I might just make book one free. I don't think I can do that if it's in KU. Now, that doesn't stop me from doing the whole KU for 90 days things, but right now, I think I'm back leaning wide, and I'm sure that'll change next week, but I'm pretty sure that's where I am right now. I mentioned last week that I bought a notebook from, I believe it's plotyourwork.com, and I still haven't received it. I'm kind of disappointed about that. I got an alert, I believe, last Sunday that the order was being processed, and I think I paid for decent shipping. I just don't know how long it takes to actually process. So I'm still waiting for that. Once I get it, I'm going to write down all of my goals for 2019, and believe me, I have a lot of them. Not just book related. I'll get into some personal goals at the same time. I think I told a friend of mine at work, I told her that next year was going to be the year of Jerry. And I believe one year, a few years ago, I had the summer of Jerry. So I believe next year is going to be the year of Jerry when I finish a lot of things that I've been working on.
About my books.
So as I was working on chapter 21 last week, I kind of had this epiphany, which I seem to have. I need to get another sound bite that's like Jerry's epiphany or something like that. But I kind of had this epiphany. At the same time that I'm working on my book, I'm also reading that Subtle Art of Not Giving an F-CK. I don't want to say it out loud. And it's kind of a self-help book, but it's written. It's a little more, I don't know how to say it. I don't know what to say. I don't want to say it's rough. That makes it sound like it's bad. It's just that there's a lot of cursing in it. There's a lot of fun stuff in it that makes it more than just your normal, just self-help style book. I don't really like self-help stuff. I'm not a big fan of it. I never have been. But this is really good. And there was a thing inside of it that there's a section inside of it that I read early on called, Choose Your Struggle. Yeah, Choose Your Struggle. And right in it, he gives this example about he wanted to be like a guitar hero who stood up on stage and everybody yelled and screamed for him, and the women threw their underwear at him, and you know, all that stuff that you probably dreamed about as a kid. And I don't want to say that my dreams went that far with guitars, but I actually about 10 or 12 years ago really wanted to learn how to play a guitar. So I bought a couple of them, I took some lessons, and I did not want to practice. I hated practicing. It was the worst thing ever. When I was a kid, I took piano lessons for 5 or 6 years, and I hated practicing, and eventually I stopped, and I kicked myself every day for stopping because I love piano. And so while I was writing my book last week, I was working on chapter 21, I had added a few things. Let's see, I don't want to spoil the book, so I'm just going to try to dance around this as best I can, but I have a character in book one who you don't know who that person is. You know that they're there and they're part of the story, but you don't actually know who it is. Well, about a third of the way through book two, you learn who it is. And I want it to be a really good revelation. You know, my favorite part of any book, TV show, movie, anything that I'm reading or watching is the big reveal. I love the big reveal. If there's a great reveal in your story, I will go back and read that section over and over again. I remember 11/22/63. Has one of my favorite reveals of all time. It's when the main character, and I don't even remember his name, it's been so long since I read it, but the main character tells his love interest from the 50s that he's actually from the future. And it's done so well, and it's really great. The book I Am Number 4, the reveal in I Am Number 4, where Number 4 tells his best friend, Sam, I think his name is, again, it's been a while since I read those, that he's actually an alien. I think Sam actually kind of figures it out. But he's an alien. It's done so well, and it's my favorite part of the book, one of my favorite parts of the book. And then they did the movie, and in the movie, it's terrible. It's quick. It's short. It's not good at all. And I want, and actually what's funny is the really good reveal in the book compared to the really bad reveal in the movie, it makes me want to make my reveal even better. You know, I want to make sure I do it right. So I kind of discovered what my favorite part of writing was last year, or last week while I was doing this. So I wrote this chapter 21, and in this chapter, that character, that they're kind of in the background, they're making things happen, they're doing things, but nobody knows it. And I think the reader may know it, or they may suspect it, but I don't think they know it completely. What I did was I wrote this scene, and as I'm writing this scene, I start thinking about previous chapters. And I'm like, wait, if I just go write this sentence back here 5 chapters ago, what I just wrote here would make sense to some people. It's not going to make sense to everyone. But what I want to get to at some point in this book, and it's the same way that I want to feel when I'm reading these books, is I want the reveal to happen, that person to go, oh, that's what happened. And then I want little pieces of the earlier parts of the book to jump into their head as they're like, okay, that makes sense. Oh, that's why they said this. You know, things like that. I think that's probably why I love Agatha Christie so much, and especially Hercule Poirot, is because I love mysteries, and she was so good at like seeding these little things in there that when you would finally get the killer and you'd find out how they did it, all these things in the book that I won't even say didn't make sense, because if they didn't make sense, I would have remembered them. As I'm reading, I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. That's got to be important. They were just things that happened that they were unimportant until I knew what the outcome of the mystery was. So last week while I was writing, I really discovered that I think my favorite part of any book is seeding things in after I write them. So I'll write a scene, and then I'll start thinking. And I don't even, like, stop to think, okay, how can I seed this? As I'm writing the scene, these things just pop into my head. Wait, that happened in chapter 13. If I go back there and type this, it'll make a lot more sense in chapter 21 when they discover this. And I really enjoy that. I've always told people who've asked what my book is about, you know, I stumble through a few sentences of what it's about, and then I just tell them it's kind of like Lost meets Back to the Future. That's what I'm going to market it as. You know, if you like Lost, if you like Back to the Future, that kind of thing. But it's also got a hint of a mystery feeling to it, because there are, and I'm not talking about something happens in the beginning as like a murder or whatever, and then you have to solve it. I'm just saying that there are clues that I'm sprinkling in throughout the book that when certain things happen, those will make sense. And I really, really enjoy that. Okay, so how does that relate to The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Whatever? By the way, people should read that book. It's really funny. It's a really good book. I'm like 20% through it, and I'm already recommending it. Well, it's because he said in that book, you know, if what was it? What are you willing to? What was it? Let me hold on. I'm gonna check it again here. Choose your struggle. That's it. So he was saying happiness isn't about the things that you, how do I put this right? Happiness isn't about the things that you like succeed at, the things that you want to do. Happiness are the things that you're willing to struggle for. Those are the things that you know are going to make you happy. So like I took those guitar lessons, right? And I practiced the guitar, and eventually I just stopped. And it turns out that maybe I didn't want to do that. Or maybe I didn't want to do what it took to get to that point. I've had ideas for apps in the past that I wanted to write, and just, you know, I start and then it just kind of peters out. I've had other hobbies that I start doing, and then I mistakenly tell people, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then, like, you know, I don't do it, and I feel kind of guilty for not doing it, and find it silly for bragging to people about it. There's a lot of times that's dieting. I don't know how many times I've told people I'm going to lose weight and then started to and then not. So, and I'm actually going to tell you that in a couple weeks as part of my 2019 goals. So we'll see how that goes. But writing is like the first thing that I've had in a long time that I'm, not only am I willing to struggle for it, to make it happen, I'm actually enjoying it. Like, I know that I have no idea what I'm doing, which is, you know, kind of hyperbolic. But, you know, when I first started working on this, and my editor would send things back to me, and she would just rip it apart, you know, and it didn't bother me that she wrote, this is amateurish, or, you know, you sound, you know, who are you writing? Are you writing this for a 7-year-old? You know, things like that. Because she was right. It was bad, and I needed to fix it. And I was glad that she was doing what she was doing to make it better. And I have, you know, through the almost 2 years that I've been working at this, I've not once thought to myself, I'm going to quit. I'm not going to do this, or I don't know if I can do this. I've always thought, yeah, let me just keep pressing through and get it done. And that was kind of a, I don't want to say a major epiphany for me last week, but it was kind of a big deal because, reading that chapter about choosing your struggle, I've chosen my struggle. You know, I don't really have anything else important right now that I'm going to like take time away from this to do other than, you know, work and get about 5 hours of sleep a night, which is about what I do. This is what I want to do. And I created a release schedule and I sent it out to you guys and I put it up on my website and I'm going to try to stick to that schedule. So let me talk about that release real quick. I haven't made a whole lot of changes to my site in terms of that page yet. Again, it's jerryevanoff.com/release. You can go see my release schedule. I'm going to add the things that I do as I do them. So, you know, if I get a cover made, I'm probably going to get a cover for book two made early next year. I'll put that up there so you guys can see it. And I'll talk about how I did it and how it looks and all that good stuff. As I start taking the classes that I already bought, you know, the ads for authors and all those, I'll put them up there and show you what I did. As I subscribe or apply for and either get rejected or approved for those lists that you can send out, I will put that up there too. I'm going to put every single thing that I do up on that site so that A, you guys can see it, and B, it's kind of like my own personal release schedule. That way I know what the hell I'm doing. All right, so I talked about doing three short stories in February, March, and April of 2020 before I released book one in May. And I started thinking, I'm not sure if it's a good idea to release those a month apart. They might be better to be like 2 weeks apart. But then I started thinking, why do I have to wait that long to release them? Why can't I release one in June of next year and then throw another one out there in, I don't know, September or October of next year? Maybe I can write more than three. Maybe I can write five or six of them and just get a whole, you know, a whole a library of short stories that talk about everything that happened before the book started without giving away any of the major plot points as a way to introduce my main character. I'm sure I could write something about the love interest because she's going to play a big part in this thing. My villain and his love interest, I'm sure I can do something there. I mean, I'm sure I can come up with a lot of ideas for good short stories. I do have to study how to write a short story, though, because I'm not really sure how I can do a hero's journey in 10,000 words. That seems to, like I'm be cramming a lot of stuff in there, and I don't want to cram it in there just to get it in there. It's got to make sense for the story. But, you know, let's say I put a short story out in June of next year, and at the back end of it, I put the first five chapters of book one. And then I put another short story out in August and I do the same thing. And I get those advertisements out there to point to those short stories. I try to get people on my mailing list. The point is, it makes more sense to me to do 6 to 8 months of marketing book one than it does for me to do 1 month or 2 months of marketing book one. So that might be something I do. I might start writing those short stories in the spring or even in the summer next year. Which is weird because that means that, let's just say it's April 2019, I could be working on editing book two, writing short story one, and then in my car as I drive home from work every day, dictating novel number four. I wonder if that would be confusing. It probably would, but yeah, I'm probably going to, like I said, I chose my struggle. I don't hate this. This is actually really fun. Yeah, this is really fun. All right, so the second thing about that I wanted to talk about with my website was I did the whole update to update to WordPress 5 with Gutenberg yesterday. What was it, Friday afternoon? And I'm the type of person that does every update the minute I can. I don't shy away from them. I don't wait for the bugs to be patched out. I generally assume that if it's broken, I can fix it. And I'm a web developer and a computer programmer professionally since, God, 1996. And I started writing computer programs when I was like 12 years old in the mid 80s. I mean, I'm pretty good with a computer. So I like to think that if something breaks, I can fix it, whether it's my phone or my computer or whatever. So I generally do updates as soon as I get them and then worry about the consequences after. I'll tell you what, this WordPress 5 was pretty bad. I don't like blocks. It wouldn't be so bad, except my website is very simple right now. I have, if you go to my front page, you see my book on one side on the left, and you see my sign up for my mailing list on the right. I don't like scrolling. Anytime I ever work on a website at my work, I make sure that there's no scrolling. You should never have to scroll. If I go to a website and I have to scroll, you know, there's not a 100% chance that I'm going to actually scroll. It might be a 90% chance. It might be a 30% chance. It depends on what I'm looking at, but it's not 100% that I'm going to scroll every time. Well, with this update yesterday, it knocked my mailing list down underneath my book cover. So you had to scroll to get to my mailing list sign up. I didn't like that. So I went in and I tried to fix it, and I went into this Gutenberg and I had the blocks, and they were, you know, my book was on the left, my mailing list was on the right. I clicked publish, I opened it up, and it didn't work. For whatever reason, it was still making me scroll. And I probably worked on this for about 4 hours yesterday, getting frustrated, calling my calling WordPress and Gutenberg many, many names that I will not talk about in this podcast. And finally, I started Googling how to deal with columns, because that's all I cared about. I was trying to type Bootstrap commands in, which into their HTML box, which Bootstrap is a way, it's a tagging language that you can use to format your website. If you go to sites like ESPN and Twitter and Facebook on your PC, laptop, or desktop, and then you go to that same site on your phone, it's the same website. But what happened is with Bootstrap, you could actually tag it so that it'll detect the screen size and it'll change around based on the screen size. Well, I want to use Bootstrap also because I'm pretty good at it. I know it really well and I've used it for a while, and it wasn't understanding Bootstrap. I don't know why they would put something out there that doesn't understand the current technology. And then when I looked at their HTML, it was these Gutenberg tags that I had never heard of. Like, I don't know who uses these. And I was getting frustrated with that. So I started Googling. What are people doing? How do you do columns? I went to YouTube because you can learn anything on YouTube. How do you do this? And I came across one post that said you should install the classic editor, what's it called? Thingamabob. Plugin. And I did that immediately, and I was able to go in and type my Bootstrap in and get my website back to how it was. So I'm very happy about that. It's kind of silly for them to put something out there that doesn't allow – it's almost like – God, this is going to sound terrible. It's almost like they put something out there for – oh, God, this is going to sound terrible. They put something out there for everyone to be able to use, which is fine. That makes sense to me. But they didn't make it so the people who are a little bit more advanced with web development could easily go in and just type HTML code themselves, because that's what I want to do. I don't want to learn all of their different boxes and all the different types of things I can put in there. I know how to make a table. I know how to make I know how to use divs to create a Bootstrap grid system. It's not hard. And it seems like they took that functionality away. Okay, that's fine. So now the good thing is I'm fixed. I'm using the classic editor. One thing that I didn't know about, though, I understand that there are plugins. Like, I get it's like anything. There's thousands of apps on my phone. If I go to the Windows 8 or the Windows 10 app store, I can get thousands of apps for my PC, you know, but I've never really looked into them. Well, I need to look into these plugins. I need to find out what all I can do. I was watching some videos last night on YouTube about caching plugins and security plugins. I didn't know any of this stuff existed, and now I don't know what I need. So I have to do a little bit more research with that to make sure that I'm doing everything with my website I need to do. Because, like I said, I may create and release a short story in June that starts the advertising process and starts getting people on my mailing list. Every short story I do is going to be free. And then what I think I'll do is I'll say, if you sign up for my newsletter, I'll email the short story links to you. You won't have to go to any of the websites and buy them. And I'll also release chapters to you of book one. I mean, I could release the first 20 chapters over a 6 to 8 month period if I want, so that when it finally comes out early next year, you know, people are already excited to read it, I hope. So I still have a lot of thinking to do about this. This release strategy that I had put together, and I'm sure that over the next few months or longer than that even, it's gonna dominate my brain when I'm not writing, when I'm driving, when I'm you know at Christmas, I'm sure I'll be at my parents' house. My sister's coming up from where she lives. My niece is probably coming up from where she lives. And we'll all be around the dinner table eating. And they'll be talking about whatever's going on in their life. And I'll just start thinking to myself, oh, my God, KU versus Wyatt. KU versus Wyatt. I don't know what I'm going to do. And they won't have a clue what I'm talking about, which is fine. All right, so that's those are my big book stories, or my big news stories about my book, what's rolling through my head for this week. Let's talk about next week.
This week's plan.
All right, next week's going to be kind of tricky. It's one of those few weeks. It's like when the planets align. Next week, I have bowling on Tuesday night, and I have my writer's club on Thursday night. This will be my first writer's club with me doing the podcast, so I'm sure I'll talk about how that went also next week. So let's see. I have Monday, I will probably take a 90-minute lunch. I will work an extra hour. Thursday, I'll be working from home, which makes it nice because I can work an extra hour because I don't have that long drive home, and then I'll go to bowling that night. Wednesday, I'll have the extra hour also, which means Friday, I will be able to take half a day. Thursday is a yoga day, so I will not be writing at all. And then Saturday, I'll do my normal, go to Chick-fil-A in the morning. And then I'll go somewhere, probably Sunday morning, to write. I'll probably do this podcast Sunday afternoon at some point, since the Browns play Saturday night, and I will not be missing that. What am I going to work on? So I'm working on wrapping up Chapter 22 right now. All I have left is to get a little bit of emotion into it. And one thing that I found myself working on a little bit more is my story grid. As I rewrite these chapters, I have to go to make sure I update my story grid, because I have a lot of columns in there that talk about things that I have seeded and things that I need to make sure I pay off. And then there's also a column for paying things off, so that I can look at, say, okay, here's chapter 4. Where did I pay this off? And I can scroll down and eventually find it. So there's that. I also added a column to my story grid called Save the Cat. I've been listening to the Audible version of the Save the Cat Writes a Novel. And I really am enjoying that. I tell you what, I really like hearing about story structure. It's like my favorite thing. I'll go to YouTube and just type story structure, and I'll find videos, and I'll just listen to them or watch them over and over again. I really like hearing how people write stories. The Hero's Journey is probably my favorite one. That's the one I'm going to follow. But I really like the Save the Cat because of the certain things that it actually adds into. The theme stated is the one that I'm having the most trouble with, because I can't figure out if I've actually stated my theme. That's probably because I don't know what my theme is right now. So I have to do some more research on that. My story grid probably has like 30 columns. I think one of these days I'll go over all the columns in my story grid for you guys, so you can get an idea of what I chart each week. I mean, I'm a computer science guy. I'm a math nerd. I love Excel. Excel makes my life easier. If I need something calculated and I want to plug some numbers in, I just create an Excel for it and save it. And there it is. I have it for all times. You guys should see remember I talked about my money plan a few weeks ago. You should see the Excel I have built for my finances. It's gigantic. I think next week I'm actually going to do that. So next week's podcast, I'm going to go through my story grid process, and I'm going to talk about the columns that I added to go along with the columns that were already in there. All right, everyone. I think that's it for this week. Questions or comments about my podcast, you can go to my website, jerryevanoff.com. You can go to that one site, jerryevanoff.com/release. That's the release page that I'm working on. I did not link to that from my site. That link is just for me and the listeners to this podcast. You can email me, jerry@jerryevanoff.com. And I think I'm supposed to ask you to go to iTunes and leave me reviews, preferably nice ones. But, you know, be honest, whatever you think. I'm going to have to get used to getting nasty reviews anyway, so you might as well. Plus, I haven't actually gone to look at any of them, which is probably what I shouldn't say right after I ask you to go there and do it. But I'm very excited. The Browns won today. I just got done watching it. Now I'm going to hopefully go watch the Steelers lose. I will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the New Author Podcast. Check back next week for another episode. And for more information, check out Jerry's website at www.jerryevanoff.com.